Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
It's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
We would tell beautiful things by this man, Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. He taught us to love and to care for each other. That is the sunnah of the chosen one. Loving for your brother what you love for yourself is so true. Oh yeah. There's nothing more rewarding than helping and praying for each other. Let's pray for our brothers, let's pray for our sisters, let's help one another, let's pray for our ummah. Let's pray for our brothers, let's pray for our sisters, let's help one another, let's pray for our ummah. Love and peace is what the world is asking for. So let's be the change now. No one's better than another, we're equal. Let's come together. Stand for your brother, what you love for yourself is so true. Oh yeah. There's nothing more rewarding than helping and praying for each other. Oh. Let's pray for our brothers, let's pray for our sisters, let's help one another. Let's pray for our ummah. Let's pray for our brothers, let's pray for our sisters, let's help one another. Let's pray for our ummah. Let's pray for our brothers, let's pray for our sisters, let's help them up with one ummah. Let's help each other, let's love each other, let's pray for our ummah. Let's pray for our brothers, let's pray for sisters, let's help one another. Let's pray for our ummah. Let's pray for our brothers. Let's pray for our sisters. Let's help one another. Let's pray for our ummah. Let's pray for our brothers. Let's pray for our sisters. Let's help one another. Let's pray for our ummah. Let's pray for our brothers. Let's pray for our sisters. Let's help one another. Let's pray for our ummah.
Today, Butterflies, we're going to learn about global warming. People are seeing changes all over the world, isn't it? The Arctic Sea is melting, forming later. Galaxies are disappearing. Heat waves and storms and floods are becoming more and more extreme. Insects are coming out sooner. Flowers are blooming earlier. And in some places, the birds are laying eggs before they're supposed to. The bears have even stopped hibernating. So, Butterflies, what's going on? Our planet is getting warmer. Even the small increases in temperature can change our climate. And while our climate changes, we're all getting affected. The Earth is the only planet we know that can support life, isn't it, Butterflies? And the reason why the Earth is different is because we have just the right amount of energy from the sun. If we were closer, we'd burn up. And if we were further away, we'd freeze. The greenhouse effect is the process that makes the surface of the Earth warmer than when it was before they had an atmosphere. Now, Butterflies, this problem is so big, this problem of our Earth getting warmer. But we can make small changes to make it get better and to prevent something called global warming. How can we do it? We can plant some trees. We can switch lights off in our homes and change them to energy-saving bulbs. We can reuse, reduce, and recycle. Instead of turning up a heater or an aircon in our homes, we can use warmer clothing and blankets, take shorter showers, don't waste water, and eat lower on the food chain. Less meat, fewer processed food, and more fruit and veg. There's lots of things we can do to stop global warming. But butterflies, you may ask, I don't understand global warming, so why would I want to change? Well, Zaki and friends are going to explain to us a little bit more. And inshallah, once you understand, you too will want to find ways to help stop global warming. Let's listen now.
What's wrong, Zaki?
My friend Moe's in trouble. His snowboarding school up at Snowcap Mountain is in danger of closing due to the effects of global warming. If it doesn't snow soon, he'll have to close the school and move to a colder area.
What's global warming?
How can I put this simply? Okay, when we become sick, we get a fever, which makes our body temperature rise. Understand?
Yes.
Now, the excess burning of things like coal, gas, and oil, and the chopping down of trees, which makes our oxygen, cause a build-up of carbon dioxide, or CO2 pollution.
Ooh.
This pollution makes the planet Earth sick with fever. This fever causes Earth's temperature to rise, so areas like Snowcap Mountain begin to melt.
Well, according to the map, the quickest way to Snowcap Canyon is to go north through Shadow Valley.
Shadow Valley?
Shadow Valley. Shadow Valley.
In Zaki's Adventure.
We can't stay under this tree. It's too dangerous. Come on, Zaki. You better get a move on. I'd like to get through Shadow Valley as soon as possible.
I'd like to as well, Tufa. But these little guys are in need. And it's important to help everyone in need, from the biggest to the smallest.
Zaki says, helping others is a great act of kindness. In Zaki's Adventure.
I saw it first.
I saw it first.
I saw it first.
I saw it first.
Hi, Zaki.
Hi, guys. Fighting over nuts again?
Yeah, sorry about that.
You know how nutty we get about nuts.
Now you know how much I care about you two guys.
Yeah, we know.
You care about almost everyone, Zaki.
Okay, guys. You know that overeating can make you sick and makes it difficult to stay fit.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Anyway, guys, I need a favour.
Anything for you, Zaki?
Well, I'm not really sure who's getting the favour here. Come with me.
He says, eat healthy, stay active, and feel great. Green veggies are best.
Yummy!
In Zaki's Adventures.
Kazwa, I think you better get out of there.
What? Oh no!
Watch out!
was wondering if you know Moe, who lives at Snowcap Mountain?
Pabu, dear, isn't he the polar bear who runs that snowboarding school?
That's right, Penny darling. Snowcap Mountain is over in that direction. Just follow the trail of slushy snow.
A pity. It used to be such a nice place.
Well, the melting snow is a result of global warming caused by pollution.
Pollution caused by others, maybe.
That's nonsense. There's no such thing as global warming.
In Zeki's Adventures.
Thanks for coming all the way out here to help out. I really appreciate it.
That's okay. I just hope we'll be able to help.
Yeah, global warming sounds like such a big problem. How on earth are we gonna fix that?
Yeah, Moe, how can we make a difference?
That's easy. If we just follow these simple instructions, we can dramatically decrease the amount of carbon dioxide pollution in the air, which causes global warming.
Really?
Allow me to help out.
Thanks, Tima. Well, let's start with the humble light bulb. By changing just one of these bulbs to a fluorescent energy saver light, you can slow down the effects of global warming.
Wow!
The next thing you can do to save the planet is drive less. The more you walk, ride a bike, or take public transport, like buses and trains, the less carbon dioxide enters our atmosphere.
Let's take a walk and see if we can come up with an idea on how we might save the school.
Try your best for your Lord's pardon, and seek to please him. Oh, Allah has promised you a rose garden. Will you submit to his call?
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ilalikwa, ma'assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.